Thank you for calling customer support. My name is O. How can I help you?
Yes, Jack McBrien calling. I'm trying to find out who you are and what I bought from you, because Capital One called me and asked me if I charged $48 to you or something like that. Jack McBrien.
Okay. So overall, I understand that you are calling in regards to charges. We are a third-party agency who handles a wide range of online vendors and products. But in order to specify any possible services, I would need to locate your information first. Can you provide me your zip code, please?
Yes, 98258.
All right. Thank you for the information. Allow me just a moment. All right, thank you for patiently holding, and can you provide me your shipping address, please?
Yes, 1316 91st Avenue Southeast, number 55, in Lake Stevens, Washington, 98258.
All right, thank you for the information. So I showed that on December the 31st of last year, you placed an order for a foot massager. This is a product that increases, helps improve foot aches, pains, things of that nature. So the only thing you had to pay initially upon placing the order, which be the shipping and handling, which would cost $7.45 within the terms and conditions, of course. It did explain by you placing your order. You would also be enrolling into our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is an online gadget store that you're enrolled into within 48 hours of the order being placed. Now, the benefits of being a member, you do receive a $125 gift card every month. You're also billed for that membership as well, which is priced at $49.97 a month as well.
Okay, what did I initially order through you?
A foot massager. So that came from our Consumer Gadgets Club, which is the membership that you were also enrolled into when you placed that order. And that was also explained in the terms and conditions as far as with the enrollment of that membership. The pricing, and also, you know, the benefits of being a member as well.
Okay. There again, what kind of massager was it?
A foot massager. Something that massages your foot.
For $48.
No, the $48 is not the price of the item. The item is free. You pay shipping and handling. The membership is what the $49 charge would be for.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. How do I cancel out of that?
So I can assist you in regards to that. I can go ahead and get this canceled, which goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. Allow me just a moment. Thank you for patiently holding. So the account has been canceled, which goes in effect immediately, preventing any charges from this point. If you have a pen or pencil, I can provide you with the confirmation. This will be in regards to the cancellation submitted today, and let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir. So the confirmation is C as in cancel, 258-916-276. And altogether, C258-916-276. As a recap, everything's canceled, and you do, of course, have the confirmation in regards to that as well.
Okay, the number was C58916 what?
C258-916-275.
Okay, but there's no way of reversing that $48, though.
In regards to the charge, it is going to be considered a valid charge, but what I can offer for you as a courtesy, I can offer a courtesy refund, which will be 35% of the charge, and that will reflect within an estimated time frame between 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, well, whatever, just as long as it's over.
Okay, so that refund has been submitted. Everything is canceled. You have the confirmation for those transactions as well.
Okay, and the refund was how much? 25%?
35%, and that's going to be, hold on just a second.
Roughly,
So that would be $17.48 that you'll be receiving in regards to the refund.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, sir, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.